Thanks so much, Steve, and thanks so much for having me. I lived in San Francisco for about 10 years, and it was like a dream to read at the Poetry Center here, so I'm thrilled to be here back from Philly. I am going to read from Valley Fever, which came out last year, and which does kind of chronicle this strange two-year period in which I commuted from Los Angeles into the Central Valley to a town that people actually call Delano, even though it is after Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I had it right.
Well, you did and not, so it's sort of both. So the book is in its name from a pulmonary disease that's endemic to that area. It is a disease that's exacerbated by the stirring up of the soil that happens with all of the big ag and construction development and oil drilling that happens in that region. And I was interested in that as a phenomenon, and I was also interested in what kind of sort of happened to what seemed to be happening to bodies in a number of different ways as a result of doing all of this driving and sort of relating to each other through our cars and mobility and different kinds of mobility and different kinds of lack of mobility, in fact. So I'm going to begin by reading from Valley Fever. Welcome abroad. I had a feeling of wanting to walk the way I was told to walk, but everyone worries and rents and swivels as little machines. After the first haircut, the left side kind of looks okay, but the right side looks like shit. I had a feeling of wanting to protect my joint. A seabird moved north on one leg, another aimed at his tail feathers. It is hard to forget these things unless it isn't. Bonnard's nude happened in the past. She is on the bed with red threads. She was once owned by Stein, and this museum's filled with a future feeling. Etiological. I dipped my hand in the garbage can and then put my finger in my mouth, a sort of first self, best self ideological position. A cold sort of laundry, many masses of cold. The shock is how ordinary it seems. You think that's all the work you need to do. You think you can mask it, drinking from the lake. That line is exhausting because most people are not adults. Without Ceres and Bacchus, Venus would freeze. I know that sonnet because I taught it. Reddish in that plasticized light. Not that, but how. Not so counterfeit as to be smart, just trying to reel in an offshore frame. Hard because of all the useless muscles, not disuse, but uselessness, and stretched thin among pavements battered by all that recirculates within the wheel well. So, because you asked, trying to dip them back into that ocean full of smart things, and you have to take the trash with the salt. I was the dog we didn't have. Fourth walk. Don't believe in writing as possession. Don't believe in bylines like slimming wear. Store the herbs in a glass jar. Some are thready, some spiked, some woody, some grainy, some leafy. This is a contract. Green energy was said on television in a moment of danger. Because she wrote it down and it was used as evidence. Then she spoke and it was recorded. Every book is a failure. The way colleges are landscapes within the context of their pert grasslands. We found ourselves repeatedly original. We felt it necessary to move our legs in rhythm with all of the other limbs in question. Then we departed the path for the gymnasium, the steel hips of the elliptical machine rotating through the air. All writing is argument. They held a hearing test in one of the last chambers of the university. You say car, you say house, you say dog, you say ball, you say apple. I have to just say one more thing about this book, especially since John's in the room, which is that I get asked fairly frequently if this is a photograph on the cover of the book, which is terrifying, because if you actually look at it, you'll see that if this were a photograph, that would be very, very frightening. But it's a perfect photograph slash painting, and it is in fact a painting that, among other things, people also say reminds them of the Hellmouth from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And along with having written poems about Kelly Clarkson, I also have written a number of poems about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And there's that great scene in the series finale where they, you know, the whole, well, I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it. But there's it involves a Hellmouth that looks exactly like the cover of my book. Wolverine. I was only pretending to be epiphanic, she said, tossing the whole day over the embankment. Is the heart colandered or semi-precious, filled with holes and therefore filled with light? This is just the sort of thing that cannot be set upon a chair unless that chair is lit up and Wolverine. Can furniture be Wolverine? No, because Wolverine is a noun. Valley fever. I was tearing at my cubicle like poor federalism. All the different things you can't have, then to the flood, a good girl mixtape. Dust is like anger, it can't be rid of and has too many sources. Hard long. One word leads to the next, then the next sentence, deep as the stupid sky. I wasn't so much feeling the anthem, but it was nice of you to ask, so I'll keep ringing the bell on your arm because I'm a made thing too, still on the road to a place-based lie. Because increasing knowledge leads to atomization, because of longing, seawater. Everything in Los Angeles is hard and long. All the fruits are little comets. Going out here is like dressing up to walk around in your own house. The Sacramento of Desire. I left before the makeover ended because the radio in my rented red Focus would not seek properly. Like the song says, me, I play for fortunes. Sacramento at night is filled with squares of exhausted air that collect the day's stunted effects. You with your shoes plucked from over-aerated parking lots of desire, I with my unencumbered hair, vague figures trying to make a high sound and believe their luck. Bluish variations in cloud movements seem to function as signs of an end. I know the structure of what I want to say, but not which fibers, natural or technical. Bakersfield. Oil pump in a field of lettuce, a body repeated and punched through paper, a woolly palm face up to a road dry as winter, astigmatism sinking into valley. Stop trying to make it happen. Why do we still live here in this repulsive town? That's sometimes what it felt like in Los Angeles, but that's actually from a song. Everyone's hoarding everything all the time, not necessarily headed toward disaster, not necessarily taken from or stripped of the viral load of love, a room infected by the boundaries between objects now dimming. The body gets heavy also. All our friends are in New York. Apology to Los Angeles. I'm sorry because winter. I'm sorry because Lost Angeles. I'm sorry because the hand is the most versatile of instruments and even zero is a position. I'm sorry for the subject line in the email. The window opened and a hard piece of metal flew in from the street. I think that must have been what happened, just the dirty structure of everything. In the mornings, the peacocks at Hollywood Forever walked around and around in caged circles, and I was the cat. I was the house cat. So the end of that poem and the title of this next one both take their name from the cemetery that I lived across the street from in Hollywood, which in fact is called Hollywood Forever, and it's sort of like the most obvious pun you could possibly conceive of.
Forever.
It was spelled out in letters, not with a numeral. That would have actually been better. And I'll just leave it at that. Hollywood Forever. I don't have a problem with the object. I don't have a problem with this low house and its glassy walls. I don't have a problem with blue jacarandas. I don't have a problem with performing the longing. I don't have a problem with the procedure. I don't have a problem with the number 4 bus. I don't have a problem with the current time as it appears on my arm. I don't have a problem with standard American. I don't have a problem with ideological footwear. I don't have a problem with anything loose. I don't have a problem with edges. I don't have a problem with any gear. I don't have a problem with an empty house, empty of furniture and words. All the words got glared out. When you're buried, you're in Hollywood forever. So I thought I'd next read from this chapbook that's gonna come out sort of any moment from Essay Press, actually. It's called Like Fur, and it's taken from a larger project that I've been writing for the last year or so, a little over a year. And one of the things they do that I really like is they ask authors, I'm being asked to adjust my mic.
Did it fall down
my shirt? Maybe a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah, if you could have it, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now I've taken the microphone that was nestled in my shirt out. And Essay Press asks authors to write a little sort of introduction to the poem, so I thought I'd read it tonight. In 2015, I began writing a series of prose poems invested in the affective structures of fertility. I wondered how poetry that uses variant forms of time, such as ellipsis, prolepsis, or repetition, could represent interruptions to neoliberal efforts to control the reproductive functions of the body. I also wondered how poetry could reckon with the desires that attend attempts at fertility. I sought a form, a kind of variable enjambment across page breaks that would permit the poems to shuttle between continuity and segmentation, and that would imitate the starts and stops of memory and wanting, the way time skips and lingers in feeling. I thought this form might also stage an essayistic argument that meandered and swerved even as it staked claims and took stabs at meaning. I mean, like fur, to gesture toward the resonant textures of a complicated desire for queer futurity at the same time that it names forms of belonging beyond typical terms of social value. And the project opens with an epigraph from Claudia Rankine. Womb rhymes with plot. The optics are bigger than you realize, bigger than you can describe. They will survive a flood. She might not survive a flood, curled like a scar. Tell the story using only 5 senses. Cheer up, blood is go. Go back to sense and say more, do more. Run the ink, dark, cheery, sharp-edged, cibachrome waiting room. The last part's all seething. Blot the tip, though. This building isn't actually moving, it's the construction outside. This room isn't actually moving, it's just breathing. What does actual movement look like? Use the word mirage, because seeing is a form of wanting, and we desire that desire remain a mirage, which is why the points of color are always moving. By as in dreams. It's okay because gave up coffee. It's okay because ate some fake bread. It's okay because that was dream and this is today. Clock hands tired can't muster. Count lines on paper, on wood, on plastic, on plaster. It's okay because cramp, no cramp. It's okay because small slice of brain not visible but cut perceptible, roof, corner of concrete, in the sky damaging. Just don't want to do any damage or at least acute damage or certainly violence as the building abuts sky. Here's how that one trajectory went. In 1992 or 1993, Minneapolis Central Library, the slippery escalators, the wet sidewalk from Loring Park to Hennepin Avenue, full of smoke. Maybe this is how long time takes precisely. Eye of the mind, eye clean like medicine, skips. Across the page, eyeglass is a form of medicine. From late menstrual to early ovulation, it's easier to say the thing unless it isn't. 1 and 1 and 2 and 7 and 7 and the face empties. Timing is participatory, timing is actual, whereas other actions are diaphanous. To time is to wait, to see is to make virtual, and to make virtual is to align body with signal, to count moons counterclockwise. Either you get the book or you get the concept, you get the chart or you get the seam ripper. Both are forms of policing, a feeling that's right. In the thigh, a ritual breaks into steps. Each step produces a result. Each result wins or loses. Each result leads to another step. The steps lock into each other, total payoff. You may not know what each step is for until later. For instance, certainty. Scour the name from the hand, wash it with a harsh detergent, set it under a flame, turn it to ash, and stop it breathing. A name is a lens. A lens can keep something clean, and it can also get warped. A lens can start a fire, so don't bother. What does it mean to take a name away? We have been writing toward this question since 4:30 p.m. There's tenderness in naming and tenderness in taking the name away. There's tenderness in boundary. Open the page and wait for flames. Ha ha. Fuck that name. Ha ha. It's a terrible, so feminine name. It's an awful, so simpering and weak. I want it fallen on the floor, stomp on its feminine face. I don't really care, but others burn its femininity like spies and acid fingers. Bad, though, to hate femininity like that, because what's left then aren't you. Name is like fur, like contract, like driving information like drones. That wire of feeling worn down because information filled with liquid in the room with no light and no heat, open to all air, completely waiting for technology to get right down to the center of the experience. We'll be waiting forever, but they say don't worry because cycles, line in the air equals nothing. And story doesn't cure. Plot, a failed plot because failed animalia. No, also cruelty, broken teeth and sliced thumb pads. Oh, darling, don't flex because it's already broken. All the way back to that cold night with the old fabric, feeling that swept off the forehead, green energy drifted down to the cars, the other nights of borrowed water and adrenaline flooding the mouth, and other forms of entry include the following. So memory leaked out. Can't fish that memory out any more than I can make adrenaline flood the mouth or champion some sort of launch as if futures were engraved. So swipe while the forgetting's fresh, swaddle the memory in iron, some locusts, soil, plaster, fat, muscle, marble, pulp, linoleum, a shipping envelope, a nitrogen tank. Underneath the carpet is tack, and underneath the tack, nails, and underneath the nails, pine or particle, and underneath that hair, bone, but no more stone, never was any. Look, super sweet. Tidy is a fact. The chart got sutured to the hand, flattened and well cooked like a meat, forming an arc of consent. Consent is an arc, but merit is perhaps the longest of all arcs of consent. To purchase these vials and enter the contract the way you entered the university, or took a seat on the plane, or sealed the sole of your hand to the chart. Glass cooling and breaking, cooling again, and you waited for it to form little ribs in the surface, not the way you were told. How now to unsuture? What seam ripper? What lubricant? Camouflage it with cabinetry? Complete the next action off screen? I am like an idea. To hold the book gutted and all the language fallen out. What are the two swords again, Mara? What's the feather a sign of, Mara? Dreaming awake, ugh, that's a lot of sexuality. Turn off the recording. Ice on the face, hoping for rabbit, only get squirrel. Hope for snow, only get ice. On the metal bed frame, this head upon this pillow. How tart this nurse, how planetary these names. Psyche, somatic, physiology, doubting comes first. Fall at the finish, a quite fearful muscle. But this ink is full of dread. What do they mean? Is misery feminine? Hold it. Citrine is for work. Fly away. New job, new laptop, torqued sacroiliac joint, heat. Hold it. Can't have cake. Can't have soda. Can't have beer. Can't have coffee. Can't let availability drip from your earrings. Can't click open. Can't suck licorice. Can't fly. Can't hear the other one. Hold it. Pick up your painful reality swords and throw things to the flood. Everybody's hoarding everything all the time. As a contract method, get the lung behind the ribcage. Want is trigger and container. Want is actually a pillar built of natural and synthetic fibers, pushing forward from spine to breastbone. Backbends are good for fear of death, the yoga teacher says. Breathe into the space behind your ribcage. Put your hands on the pillar and drag your spine down to the floor. See, the pillar won't move. The room won't fall. The 4th Street studio hot like a muscle. Pillar props up the spine with a dark piece of plastic beside the kidney. The body in particular, all its animate parts, this red cord between two bodies, but it all comes down to the thing. Sorry, teeth might bite. the deadline, missed the deadline, missed the window, missed the formula, missed the FedEx shipment, missed the birth of the clinic, missed the brewing window, missed the right angle of South Street, missed the fire alarm, the whole front door issue, Belly, Oakland, the turn off the Carquinez Bridge, missed the universe of objects this prompt contains. Hurry, what's good? Diamonds, raspberry leaf, clovers, nettles, oat straw, chasteberry, opals, beet greens, ginger, mint, and maybe also thorns, orgasms, bone broth, fluorite. Life is totally, totally lonely of nature, Rachel says. That rule is stated, therefore plain, so just follow. Alter the measure. What's obsolete? Not train or fate, not this rock or liquid, not that fiber, not because you didn't take that job. The story of reading is often referred to as a lapse of memory. Brain like a lino cut, neighbor outlines at night, night train. Inhibition headed north, turning spasmodic. Companion on the phone cooks ginger. Clack, clack, clack. Young dyke beside me pretends not to listen. Cut the approval and wait for it. Yet I heard a lady say you have a beautiful brain. 30 seconds before touchdown. The seventh house is contractual, says Emma. Libra house, the house of enemies, the house of the people you marry and the people you hate. House of dialectic. She has nothing in the seventh, but you have Mercury, so you excel at personal relations. Saturn in your fourth trines Uranus in eighth. At the riverside table, laptops clatter. Emma says, shock and sex, swimming in the underworld. Mouth is a structure, land or empty bottle or cell, as noted upon the phone. A structure we can't escape, form never outside lesbian. Aquarius new moon, here like the demon glory's ringlets. Oh, but my cat moon wants to work and work and work and work. The house next door grows ever more damp, kill or cry. If you can't be them, read them, Royce wrote. I am lonely, lonely, lonely of nature. I am best so. Got to loosen this part and run it over. Snow in Philly, dirty, entitled. Jaw and tremples throb from shoulder stand. This isn't modification, this is re-entry, the teacher says. A contract extracts value by putting a film around the future, a glaze, a withering, a witnessing cloud. Walk back to the wall, suck back all the vomit and dust, call it what it is, which is feral. Each moment is valuable. Count your dread. If the nerve tilts, it's tonal, disaster. It would be better if you'd mourn blamelessly, but you also go on skin, hair, orange mold, fumes of Walnut Street. We think, I don't think. Jessica says she's the queen of chaos. Jessica says she's a cheerful fatalist. A couple more minutes into the house, it's not a house anymore. It's field work. Why not drink the syrups of last resort, veiny and smelling of old salt, or a man, or a car, or a vessel, or how houses get built, and we inside them, blank, marked. It's cheap soil for new plantings as if. What could make me feel made across angry particulars? Lost key, free right, anger befitting the office, patient like an office, I am patient like an office, lonely and best so. In the dream, the power is down everywhere. Oh wait, the whole city. Dilated student asks, what's the point? Because certain bodies held down, shot at, and not others? Because the longer we look, the smaller the points become. To survive a flood, make the optics bigger than you can describe. Life in the follicle, banal and biological. As heat flickers down, dogs bark, light stretches past the air conditioner. We swallow pills to address an infection, to heat the lung, to comfort the animal in the road. Yoga's inevitable, lunge, inevitable. Pigeon, you have the wrong numbers in that chart, the date's wrong too. Lost here in the phone tree, a private form is a soft form, a soft form is a soft organ is a lost limb or water. I hate your body, I love your body, Douglas says. She used to love the blood once, as in water, cramp, no cramp, cramp, no body, fear, awry, perceptible, cunt, may I log onto this terminal while we wait, clots, smear, bye-bye, dancer, purple scarf, sandwich maker, clutch of cells, each with its discrete corridors, I've got it right here in my pocket, draped in muscle, this story, blink. They were listening, just not anymore, painfully full, or just full. A huge greenhouse knows God and the sky. Shallow features define the want. How old is a cell that descends? Two big bleeds, then matted hair above the clots, a little slit to clutch the fingers, fingers sliding inside and opening wide, breath above breath, expanse lungs and heart as one goes for breast and the other goes for breast, alive, tender, biting, fingers in rhythm held between bones, a locking sensation toward not friend, closer, my close part, and when she runs it up my steam. Tonally walking around this topic endlessly, no mastery, no center, just whole. Watch the chair, the back of skirt, blood is no. Sweat expands the skin to hold and release all that blood. In the hearing chamber, cool and clean, say the word thin, thin, say the word case, face, say the word say, say, say the word hot dog, hot dog. Is a network a contract or a leviathan? I can't pick up all the time. Blood whose lovely contours are shaped by lack. We all want to be new. We all want to be finished, but we are not new. We are not exactly as planned. Needles in the skin and foreign currency. What's one thing you didn't get a chance to say? Line up the needles and the red clay. What can you say in six words? How do you keep the six words from spilling out? Try the cooling wax as you coat the gesture. Keep it moving. Thank you very much.